Hey, Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson back in studio today. Glad to be here. Just a reminder coming up. Well, today's the last chance to register. Detroit.org/events. DetroitPal.org/events or 971theticket.com. For the middle school combine at the corner ballpark, this is the old Tiger Stadium field. You can get out there and have your kids run around, participating in things like 40-yard dashes and three cone drills and broad jumps and shuttle runs and all that stuff. So DetroitPal.org/events or 971theticket.com. The event is free. Registration deadline is today. And you can probably wander around the old Tiger Stadium field. Looks different now, I must tell you. But
we have a trade.
We do?
In the NHL.
Yeah.
The Detroit Red Wings have traded Vladimir Tarasenko to the Minnesota Wild for future considerations.
I love that guy.
Future considerations? Well, here's what's great. We don't know what those future considerations are, but you just got rid of a $4.5 million contract to free up more space.
So this is better than a buyout, because a buyout, you have to assume some of the cap.
The buyout, you would save yourself $3 million against the cap this year, but it would cost you like 1.8 next year, whatever the number is next year. That it would still be effective on the cap. This way, you traded him. And don't know what all the particulars are. I don't know if the Red Wings have to retain any of the salary or not, but you just save yourself $4.5 million potentially.
War chesting.
Well, yeah.
I don't want to overpromise here, but doesn't that feel like a war chesting move?
Well, so let's look at the two moves that Steve Yzerman has made. One was trading a couple of draft picks to acquire, and Peter Mrazek, to acquire goaltender Gibson.
Yeah, the Mrazek move was weird.
Well, when they made the trade.
When they got him.
That was strange how they acquiring him in the first place. But so they go out and they trade to get an upgrade at goaltender. Now, the upgrade cost them, it's going to cost like $2.5 million more than having Mrazek. Okay. So now they've traded Tarasenko, who I don't think anybody here in Detroit is going to cry that Tarasenko is not on the team anymore. He was a disappointment. He was a former 30-goal scorer. You're hoping he's going to... Nope, not happening. Didn't play all that well this year. Missed some golden opportunities. Just couldn't put the puck in the net and needed to go. That, I believe it's a $4.5 million savings now. So now, because of these two moves, now the Red Wings have got a couple million dollars more in cap relief. And they still have really barely to get started here. Right?
Yeah.
So now you've got whatever it is, $24 million of cap space, and you've got opportunities. Go take advantage of these opportunities, or whether it's free agency or trades and players you're going to acquire. I think this we're starting to get the ball rolling. I like it.
Interesting. Stay tuned. I think this feels like a move where you go, stay tuned. So yeah. I'm going to do that.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. 248-539-9797.
Keep it right here.
Let's go to Decker in Highland.
Rip the knob off.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Decker?
Oh, man. I was just calling about the classic, and just I saw the same thing you guys saw. About it just looked pretty sparse there. Mm-hmm. You know, looked like you could just walk up and down, follow the players. I think you'd mentioned they were talking about possibly changing the date to some date later. I don't know if that's August, September. I don't know, but...
I think it's like the first weekend in August, and it's 2 weeks after the British, and it's one of the final events before the playoff starts, which implies that there might be players looking for playoff points that would come here. So anyway, sorry.
Yeah, and you know, the players are part of it, you know, and you know, I work for Rocket, so you know, we get discounted tickets and whatnot, and there's offers, but you know, I've never even been, but I'm a huge golf fan. I love to watch golf, but the timing of it is terrible. You know, like it's a beautiful weekend around here. It's, you know, there's lakes everywhere. I know our, you know, I live on a lake. I live on White Lake, and it's like our fireworks are that weekend, you know, and it's a lot of lakes. I'm assuming it's the same thing. So I'm not about to pick up and go to the city on a super hot day. You know, I got my boat, all that stuff. And I feel like a lot of people have the same type of situations. You know, I spend it on the lake that day, or, you know, head down to the city and watch golf. I'd rather personally hit the boat, and I feel like a lot of people have. Well,
some people do, but you had 40,000 people to say, yeah, you know what, I'll go to the baseball game.
Yeah, true. That's a good point, but it's, I don't know. Yeah, that is a good point. But I feel like if you move it to August, it'll pick up a lot of steam.
I hope so. I mean, it'd be really, really cool if this became a fixture and We didn't have to think about what the future holds. I don't feel like we're just hanging on. I don't have that feeling, but you know, there are some things that need to get sorted out here. And we're not one of the marquee events or the bonus baby events. What's it called? The supreme events that get the extra bonus money.
I forget what it is called. That's
the super special events. We don't get super special treatment, which means like they double the purse the PGA adds to it to try and bring out more players. It's a response to live, right?
Yeah.
We didn't get that treatment. We just got, you know, hey, you're merely on your own and good luck.
The extra credit event. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, last I checked, it's still hot in August and people want to go to the lake too. But
yeah, and many of these golf events are held in pretty nice areas that also have lakes.
Well, when you get to the golf season in the summer, every place is like that. Because the summer events, they don't want to have necessarily in Florida or in the really hot spot, Arizona, because it's too hot, right? They'd like to get further north and have events up in the East Coast or in the Midwest. But I get it. I mean, everybody's going to have their own reasons for not wanting to. And the previous caller is like, well, I could be on the lake or I could be at the golf course watching. I think it's a dilemma everybody has in the summertime is, you know, what do you want to do with your time? I'd like to play golf rather than watch golf. I'd like to be on a lake. I'd rather go to a baseball game than go to a golf event. And that being said, I love to watch it. I'll sit at home watching on TV.
Well, having walked the course, okay, I will say having walked the course, seen the holes.
Signature event, I think is what they're called.
Is it?
Signature, I believe.
It's not super special?
Well, they are super special, but they're not called super special.
It's not extra credit events. So having walked the course, once you walk the course, see the holes, kind of know the layout, when I'm watching now, I'm like, yep, okay, yeah, all right, yeah, been there, yep, sure. All right, lay up, yeah. Now, does it feel a little bit of a joke on par five? Not a joke, but I'm watching this now, par fives, they're hitting 9-iron in for their second shot. And I'm like, and this is a par five? I'm sure that's kind of probably the golf establishment rolls their eyes a little bit, but.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing that's intriguing is to a portion of the people in Metro Detroit is a lot of people have played the course.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to see the course that you've played brought to life on TV as well, or just go to it and see it from a different view. Like, hey, now I'm walking the course that I played before. You can say, hey, and you know, I parred that par five. That's cool. Let's see what this is like. I birdied this hole. Let's see what that's like.
All right. So Red Wings in the news. They've just made a trade. Feels like they're war chesting. It was a tweet earlier from a writer of The Athletic. What's the move? Are things brewing down at LCA? Is Steve Yzerman about to do something big? We'll get to that today at 1:18 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.